Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Current account deficit or GDP? How much weighting do we put on either?
Well, the current account deficit, as long as it's under control, it tends to get a little bit ignored, and I suppose that's kind of what I want to say, is that there wasn't a lot of comment about the current account figures released yesterday, and it's not really big news, and that's a good thing. I mean, for those, the current account deficit widened in the March quarter, so a current account's effectively a country's balance of trade, so it's the difference between the value of your imports and the value of your exports, and then there's also the balance of cash flows around foreign investments as well. So the balance swung a little bit more to the deficit side. That was expected. So it's the annual deficit in 12 months at the end of March, $10.6 billion, 3.6% of GDP. 12 months ago, it was $8.5 billion and 3% of GDP, so slight worsening. But, you know, we still need the GDP numbers, don't we, Mike, to be able to reference some of these other numbers. So
Rick,
I keep coming back to the fact that GDP, even though we might downsize it in terms of putting it on the report card of the economy, and we'll find out what it is later on today, we still need it to actually reference some of these other amounts. We are seeing a gradual reduction in the size of current account deficits. The balance, we're still spending more than we're earning, but look, this won't involve the financial market, won't involve the offshore rating agencies. We patiently wait for that GDP figure to come out today, and that's all good.
Have you got anything hot off the press?
No, our finger is on the pulse, Mike. This is breaking news. You know, this is where you've got to be to find out what's going on in the world. The Fed's come out approximately 17 minutes ago. No change to the Fed funds rate. So it's still in the range 2.25 to 2.5. Now, there's some key points, though. They've removed the reference to being patient on rates, and they've said that uncertainties around its outlook have increased. They've also said that they will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion and closely monitor incoming information. So this is language which sort of is similar to what Powell used in a recent speech. But, and this is a big but, and it might not be getting a lot of press right now, but I think over the next 24 hours it will, there's quite a large divide. If they do this thing called the dot plot, where the various members of the Fed put their forward expectations, they don't put their names next to them, they just put dots on the where they believe it's going to be. And there's quite a big divide amongst policymakers. So eight officials see lower rates by the end of 2019, including seven there who see 50 basis points, but eight expect rates on hold. So we're seeing a bit of a divergence. They've acknowledged the decline in the inflation. They've cut some of their inflation forecasts. The thing is, Mike, this was a very difficult read for the Fed, because he's got all this pressure coming at him from President Trump. Exactly. Trump wants him to cut rates. Why does he want him to cut rates? Well, he cuts rates, asset prices go up, share market goes up, Trump takes credit for it. So he wants him to do that. So it was quite difficult in that he had to sort of signal the market is an 80% chance the market is pricing in that we get a rate cut in July. Now, what he's actually effectively done here is he's kept that on the table. So that's the markets have reacted positively at this stage. You've got the Dow Jones is up, S&P 500 is up, NASDAQ is up. We're seeing interest rates lower, and we've seen lower in the US dollar as well. So that's pushed the New Zealand dollar up. But there is, I think, there's increasingly there is a disconnect between the market and the Fed, because I think the share markets are now starting to price in more chance of monetary policy easing than perhaps the Fed is. And so he's got a very close, a very real tight walk he's got to walk.
Exactly. But, and he's under, you say, under pressure from Trump.
Tremendous
Trump is
pressure.
Looking to fire him. And so that whole conversation is back being played out as well. What do you say for GDP today, 0.5, 0.6?
Yeah, 0.5, 0.6. I think the risks are obviously, the risks that everyone's concerned about is that it's lower, that it's around 0.4. So I think 0.5 would be seen as a bit of a win. If we get 0.6, that's a big win. 0.4, that's the risk. That's the concern.
Okay.
And it's about where it goes from here as well.
Give me the numbers.
The numbers, as we look at them now, 26,525 on the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, 2923, the NASDAQ, 7972. up small. The FTSE 100, 7403, down 40. The Nikkei, 21,333. They gained 361 yesterday. Shanghai Composite, 2917, up 28. The ASX 200, 6648. They gained 78. Good day yesterday, just over 1%. We also had a good day on the NZX 50, up 113 points, 10,304. On the currencies, the New Zealand dollar has gone up a little bit post the Fed, 0.6559 against the Aussie, 0.9501, 0.5820 euro, 0.5168 pounds, 70.72 yen, gold $1,353, and Brent crude $61.79.
Have a good one, mate. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.